This Week in the Civil War, on Wednesday, August 26, 1863, President Jefferson Davis contacted South Carolina's commander, General Pierre Beauregard. Davis was justifiably concerned about the Union assault against Charleston's defenses and constantly questioned Beauregard about his troops' strength, possible reinforcements, and potential strategies for defending the city. Beauregard apparently intended to wage naval war against the Union fleet opposing Charleston. Transported by railroad from Mobile, Alabama, the submarine CSS Hunley, destined to be the first submarine to sink an enemy warship in 1864, arrived at Charleston and immediately commenced training exercises. However, on Saturday, August 29th, the Hunley sank, killing five of her crew. She would be raised, only to sink a second time before being raised again, so she could successfully attack the Union fleet and bring honor to the Confederate Navy. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.